I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number to jump on here and hear somebody go away is 866-444-3478. Website is dirtdoctor.com. That red button on the top of the page is where you click to go to the information about donating or buying a certain amount of my books of money raising deal for TORC, Texas Organic Research Center. And there's some side benefits that come along with that besides getting the books or just the write-off of donating to a nonprofit. We'd love for you to help us, and we're delighted that so many people already have. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back with you right after this.
Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, are really good for the environment, and just work better in every way. Tips and suggestions from the listeners are encouraged, so call us today at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now it's time to learn about what truly is green living. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Well, something I've just been told, I noticed the time now. We were on right through the top of the hour break, Mary Rose, is that what you're telling me? Okay. We had a little bonus time on the air there. I don't know what happened. Some glitch was accrued to our benefit there, apparently. And so, Shirley, I'm back to you quicker than I had planned. What can I do for you?
Okay, yes. I am looking for advice on my lawn. We have a large lawn with Bermuda grass, but lots of grass burrs. We've been treating it organically for about a year or two. My husband thinks that putting wood chip mulch on the areas that are sandy and growing grass burrs will help, but our organic treatment service says, no, don't do that.
Well, did they give you a reason for not wanting to do that?
Okay, because he said that it would smother the grass wouldn't grow, and it would allow more weeds to grow in.
Okay, and we're talking about large acreage or just an acre?
Maybe half an acre.
Half an acre? Well, I'll tell you this, Shirley. We can look at it from two different standpoints, I guess. I've helped some ranches go from having nothing but a bunch of weeds and cedars to having a really nice mix of native grasses by doing nothing more than what you suggested there, and that's putting out the same tree trimmings material that the last caller and I were talking about. If you just broadcast it, don't put out a 4-inch or 5-inch thick layer, but just put out enough to barely cover the soil. I don't think it would do anything but benefit the soil and not hurt the grasses from germinating and growing at all.
Okay, so if we put it on right now, then in the springtime, the grass would be able to grow through it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What kind of grasses are already there growing?
Bermuda.
Yeah, Bermuda ain't going to be smothered by a thin layer of shredded tree trimmings at all. It's just going to be stimulated. Now, you're going to have some other grasses, some natives, germinate and start to grow too. But with that large of an area, one, you can just allow it to happen on the outside edges and then mow it lower in near the house. You see what I mean? And kind of have a stair step effect. Or you can mow the whole thing, and the native grasses will tend, the taller grasses will tend to be knocked out, and the Bermuda grass and the buffalo grass will tend to have the advantage and grow the most. And you can kind of manage which species you have by how much you fertilize and how much you water. The more you water, the more it'll benefit the Bermuda grass. The less you water, the more it'll benefit the native grasses. And especially if you mow it low, it'll benefit the buffalo grass. The buffalo grass is the native grass that can take the mowing more so than any of the other natives.
Okay, so you think that the wood chip mulch would improve the soil? What we're trying to do is improve the
absolutely, soil. But probably better than anything you can do. Just like we were talking.
And what about leaf mulch?
Well, same thing, but not quite as good.
Okay.
You've supported my
husband's argument.
Okay. With leaf mulch, you've got mostly carbon. You've got mostly dead and brown stuff. With the tree trimmings, you've got that wonderful blend I was talking about, because you got cambium layer buds and green tissue, which is protein and nitrogen. You see what I mean, the difference?
Yeah.
So leaf mold, ground up leaves, leaves themselves, great, wonderful organic material, but it's almost 100% on the carbon side. The ground up tree trimmings of living trees, not dead trees that have been dead for 50 years, but living trees, has a much, much better balance.
Okay. Well, actually, this mulch I'm referring to was living trees during the past year, but has been laying in a pile for several months.
It'll still have some nitrogen and some balance to it. That's no problem at all.
Okay.
But all I'm saying is, long term, and for everybody else listening, the simplest thing to do and the most beneficial is to get the green tree trimmings right out of the tree care company's truck and put them out.
Okay.
All right, long term, that's just best. Second best is what you've done, and it's even, in your case, maybe a better way to go, because you've already got some things growing there and you're trying to stimulate it so it's functioning more like a compost.
Yeah. All right, and when you say a thin layer, would that be like rake it into where you can still see the grass?
Yeah, put it out to where it's almost covering, but not quite, okay?
Okay.
That'll be perfect.
Great. Thank you for your help.
Good luck. Get to work.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. See ya. Okay. Let's see here with our extra time we're having today. This is kind of an interesting deal. Bruce in Oak Cliff, which is Dallas, Texas. Hello, Bruce.
Good morning, Howard. I was wondering what you thought might be the realistic possibility of production by planting garlic today.
100%.
Really?
Yeah, we were talking about it a little bit on Bob's show yesterday in San Antonio. Bob Webster, my buddy down there, has a similar show. And I had been listening to his show on iHeart Radio or one of those kind of things, you know, while I was having breakfast and getting ready to go on with him. And one of his listeners asked him exactly the same question. And Bob said, well, I think it's probably okay to go ahead and do it now. You know, the weather's been mild and wouldn't be a problem. And I called and told him that, you know, we had kind of accidentally, I stumbled into a little research on this subject 5 or 6 years ago. I found some cloves that I didn't know I had. And I planted them in December, and it was a winter that had gotten cold a lot earlier than we're having now. And I had almost the same production from those cloves of garlic as the ones I planted at the time I recommend, you know, and have written in my books and everything, of planting October the 15th. I think you can plant, I think you've got a wide, wide window of planting garlic from October the 1st through the winter.
Okay.
The closer you get to spring, the lower the production's going to be. You're going to have a little bit smaller plants and probably smaller bulbs and cloves. But planting now, I think you'll have perfectly good production.
Okay, great. That's great to hear. I'll get busy then. I just didn't know with our perpetually goofy weather around
here. It is goofy, and it's going to continue to be goofy. And one of our listeners you may have heard in the first hour is a weatherman that's got some really interesting thoughts on it, and we're going to be getting together and talking about that some more.
Oh, I wish I'd have heard that. I'll keep my eye out for it.
But well, you can listen to the podcast. It was in the first hour. One of our listeners is a weatherman that says we're going to have some cold weather coming up in a few years, and he has some other thoughts that lead up to that. So it's kind of interesting to listen to.
Okay. Well, my last year's garlic attempt got taken out by that 50-degree drop. So
that was the craziest weather I've ever seen. I'm still seeing a little bit of funny kind of growth on plants that resulted from that.
Yeah, that was an anomaly of all time. So anyway, that's great. Well, I'll get busy and I'll get it in the ground. So.
Okay, thanks, Bruce.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now.
866 844-344-3478 is the number to be on the show with me. Here's Joe, Duncan, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I've got some crepe myrtles, and they've got a black scale on the branches, and I don't know what the heck that is. And it's not, you know, greasy or anything. It's just like a scale. Is that a fungus?
It's a black scale, not a white scale?
It's black.
Okay. Well, scale can be any color. The one that we commonly see on crepe myrtles is white, and then we see a black covering that's called sooty mold. It's fungal.
And that might be what it is.
Yeah, it grows from the waste of the aphids and the scale insects. What you want to do, Joe, is what we call the sick tree treatment. It's to expose the flare of the base of the tree dramatically. Crepe myrtle should have very, very dramatic big flares.
I'm in trouble.
Yeah, and you do that first. Yep. That's step number one. Step number two is the rest of the sick tree treatment, which is to aerate or put out hydrogen peroxide 50-50 with water all over the root zone, and then put out compost, rock minerals, and sugars, and you will see the plant be able to get rid of the stress and eliminate the scale and the sooty mold on its own. You can also spray Garrett juice with a little hydrogen peroxide mixed in. That's actually part of the sick tree treatment. Let me put you on hold if you had something else for me. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's REG ACTIV.
Espoma, extremely high-quality organic products, including Biotone Starter Plus, which is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Espoma products are safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. truth. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And Rex was nice enough to hold on. I got six different things going on. We'll try to get caught up on here. Rex, you still there?
Yes, sir. Just real quick. A few weeks ago on Weather Channel, they did a documentary on a mini ice age that did hit pretty much all of Europe in that area, and that precipitated the migration of people to America. And a long time ago, on like, oh, I don't know, History, Discovery Channel, they did one, and it was really a profound event. And when I was in college in 1970, one of my science professors said that there was a possibility of one in America that may come as far south as Texas. But again, that was 1970, so here we are, you know.
Yeah, there's interesting conversations going on about what the weather's coming like. You know, it's changing. There's no question about it. But the argument, I guess, at this point, is it getting colder or getting hotter or somewhere in between? So,
well, there were the opposites. You had people with a deadly ice age and deadly people with the global warming thing. You had two different schools of thought.
Sure, yeah.
You know, so I'm going, well, we'll just give it a whirl and see what happens.
I appreciate it.
You know, here anyway, take care. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Y'all take care and appreciate your show. Bye.
Thanks to you too, Rex. Appreciate the call. Yeah, and whoever was holding, I didn't get to during the break, so call back if you had something else. Sorry about that. Just ran into something kind of interesting on the I needed to talk about young vitality anyway, the stem cell therapy that I've had done and fixed my torn knee perfectly. Mary Rose had a little trouble finding it on our site. So if she did, other people are having it too, and I see why. When you go to dirtdoctor.com and you go to the library, which says library topics, that's where everything's in alphabetical order. You do a search for stem cell there, and what comes up is regen medicine and stem cell. We need to change that to just say stem cell therapy, because a lot of people don't know what the regen part of it even is. And maybe it'll help you find it easier. The other thing about it is when you go to search it on our website, or search anything on our website, the little search window, the little search deal right up at the right-hand side when you type in whatever you're looking for, which works really well. But when it goes to the search page, the first listings, and it can be quite a few of them, are ads that are related to Google or whatever. And then below that, when you see it change the way it looks, that's stuff on our site and what you're actually looking for. But on the stem cell, sorry about the confusion there, the regen stands for regenerative, but we need to change it to where it just says stem cell so people can find it easier. But anyway, simple way to go is you don't even have to look it up there. If you want to call them and set up an appointment to have a consultation, talk to the doctor about whether they think it would work for you, how it would work, what would be the cost, what's involved, yada, yada, yada. You call this number, and it's free. There's no obligation at all. You just give this number a call and set up an appointment. It's 800-705-6006. We've had a lot of people do the treatment besides me and getting some really fun, really cool reports in about how well it's working. It's 800—telephone number is 800-705-6006. Young Vitality, Regenerative Medicine, and Stem Cell Therapy. Why is it different than all the stuff you're hearing advertised on the radio and television? It's umbilical cord cells. Umbilical cord is the umbilical cord of healthy babies that has been being collected for a long time that very few people even knew about. The government was kind of behind doing it to have this warehouse of umbilical cord stem cells in storage and protected in case we had nuclear war or whatever, you know, to help people later on. Well, they finally got enough of it in storage to where they were able to start selling it. And so that's what this company is involved with, is getting the umbilical stem cells and treating people with it for all kinds of problems. And I mean all kinds. For me, it was a torn knee. For people, it's been torn elbows. You've heard on the show this morning, stroke, things relative to stroke have been treated for successfully, and the list goes on and on. So I'm a big fan. Give them a call, 800-705-6006. See if it can help you. Probably can. Donna in Dallas is next up. Hello, Donna.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Thank you. I'm having a problem with invasive weeds and in a wildflower bed. And I had read from a master gardener that if I would cut the weeds close to the ground, put a drop or paint on a drop of Roundup, that would kill them. Well, it has worked, but in digging out around in the soil, I'm finding my earthworms are not looking great. I don't know whether that's a lack of water or because of the Roundup. Anyway, I was worrying about that soil and the garden, the little bed, and wondering what your suggestion would be.
You're seeing something really interesting there, Don. Can you hang on with me when we talk about it on the other side?
I surely can.
Thank you very much. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we're going to talk about Roundup and earthworms right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Hey, Howard, back with you. Before we go back to the phone with Donna, just real quickly, we haven't helped several dogs at the SPCA, both in Dallas. This is for people in North Texas here, the people in Dallas and McKinney. We've got some great dogs that are available for adoption, and we really want to help them there. So go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, click on the SPCA button there, and let's try to help some of these terrific-looking dogs that are in both places there that I think will make great pets for you. And those of you around the country, support your rescue organizations as well. We really appreciate that. Donna, you were asking me for people that didn't hear it. She was cutting down weeds, treating them with Roundup, and then seeing some issues with earthworms. Earthworms are considered by a lot of people, and think somebody wrote about it a long time ago, Plato or something, maybe even that long ago, that the earthworms are the intestines of the soil. And the thing that Roundup fouls up, and where the great health risk with Roundup is that it hurts the bacteria in the gut of the soil and wildlife and livestock and pets and you and me. So even using it in small amounts, it's going to do damage when it's recalcitrant, and it's been marketed as something that goes away real quickly, but it actually doesn't. And so it can do damage to earthworms like you're seeing.
Yeah.
What are the weeds you're trying to get rid of? Let's figure out maybe a better way to go.
I don't even know the name of this one. It's a little, leaf is a long valentine or a long heart, and then it has this little tiny white blossom that looks like morning glory, and then the horrible elm, seedlings that are coming up, and the pecans. So let me tell you, it has taken care of those, but I may, in other places in the yard. But
if it's strong enough to kill those little woody seedlings, you can tell that it's, pretty strong stuff that's can do damage easily to microorganisms, the guts of earthworms and things like that. The weed that you have that you identified is called bindweed, and it is kin to morning glory. It is a morning glory. And I would be
what was the name?
It's called bindweed,
B-I-N-D, okay.
Like binding up the plow equipment. Right. That's where the name came from.
Yeah.
And killing it with Roundup or pulling it out or doing it with vinegar is kind of a thankless job, because it keeps popping up from every little piece that's left in. And so all you can do is keep pulling it out, keep spot spraying it. I would recommend vinegar or one of the fatty acid products instead of Roundup. You don't have the residual problem. It's not dangerous to you, but it is a long-term thing. They are tough weeds to get rid of. The little trees, best way on them is just cut them down. Cut them down a few times, and they'll finally give up the ghost.
Okay. Well, I thought I'd done that enough, but maybe my ghost keeps coming around.
Yeah, the little seedlings, especially hackberries, are an ongoing deal. But I find them. I have them like everybody else. The one I have more than anything is American elm. I have a gigantic American elm tree back in the bamboo forest, and we have the little elm seedlings coming up all over the place. When they're first coming up in the spring, they'll be in the mulch and the soil and everywhere. Just rake them, and it tends to kill them because their little roots are so delicate at that point. Don't let them get a foothold, and then they're a lot easier to control.
Great. So what do you suggest for my bed? Your sick tree?
For the bed?
Yeah, the little wildflower bed that I'm wanting to plant, but I'm afraid to do it, that it's, what I've done will kill anything that I put down.
Yeah, just the basic organic program, the soil detox program, is on our website on dirtdoctor.com.
Okay.
Use it. It's the sick tree treatment with a little orange oil added and a little fine textured carbon, like an activated charcoal or a fine textured humate. That'll tie up all the toxins immediately, and you'll be off and running. And then you just have to continue your spot treatment of the weeds that you don't want around.
Okie doke.
All right.
Well,
good luck.
Thank you.
Easy one. And keep mulch on the bare soil. That really does help to repress them as well.
Great.
Okay.
I will do that.
Thank you,
Don. So much.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Let's talk to Joe in Dallas. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
What's up?
I've got a little oak tree that came up in my yard, and I'd like to transplant it. I need no good time to do it.
Okay. Right now is the best time in the world.
Okay.
Can you tell me what kind it is?
No. I have no idea. It's just got oak leaves on it, and it's about 4 foot tall.
Okay.
And about a half inch in diameter.
Are the leaves sharp pointed on the lobes or rounded?
I believe they're sharp.
Okay. probably got a little red oak or something similar. If you take it out of the ground right now carefully with a sharpshooter,
right,
you can move it bare-rooted,
okay,
not even put a ball on it, to the new location, put it at a little bit higher than
right.
the height it was growing at. You know about the flare and all that.
Right.
Water it in, and probably 100% chance of success.
All right.
Now, if you put an earth ball on it, some people would think it'd give you even a higher percentage of success, but I don't know what higher than 100 would be.
Okay.
So I would bare root it, and that's what I do with the little my little ginkgos that I move around and put in pots and everything. At this time of the year, I bare root all of them, and I never lose any of them.
Okay, that sounds like a good deal. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, well, this is kind of an awkward little time we have here. We've got time left, and all the calls went away all of a sudden. So jump on here real quickly if you want to chat about something on the air at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Gives me time to talk about our special book deal once again. We're raising money. We're raising money for TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, which is a 501c3 not-for-profit. You donate to it, and it is completely 100% tax-deductible. Information's all on our website. There's an entire website for Texas Organic Research Center, texasorganicresearchcenter.org. It is in the business of collecting research, collecting data that's been done by other people. There's a tremendous amount of it there. We're continuing to add to it. We're adding new categories right now. It also is in the business of doing research itself, ourselves. You know, we're part of it. And now we have a full board of calls. Okay, I'm not going to promise I can get to everybody, but we'll try. But to give money to TORC in the most painless way, all you have to do is buy some of my books. Click on the red button on the top of dirtdoctor.com, and it goes to the area. It tells you all about it. If you buy or donate more than $50, you get free membership in the Organic Club of America. If you go over $75, you get not only that, but the new organic program that I've just rewritten, and you get seed from my gardens and from Bob Webster's gardens in San Antonio, both 100% organic, of course. So check it all out, and I'll tell you about the other things that are there as well. DirtDoctor.com, click the red button at the top, or the latest newsletter tells you all about all that stuff. You can go that route as well. Barbara called in Montana, wanted to know about scarlet. Says mantis is probably mantis. He can order seed. Is it telling me a source? They're out of Colorado. Seed Trust is what it's saying. That's a tip for people wanting to buy the scarlet mantis carrots that we were talking about earlier. It's called Seeds Trust. It's a little dangerous me doing this, and I don't know anything about them, but I'm going to give it anyway. Seeds Trust, telephone number, at least it's not an 800. It's 720-335-3436. Probably some other places. The point of the earlier caller was that some of the scarlet nantes seed were contaminated with other varieties and weren't pure. And hopefully the caller from Montana is saying that this is a good way to go. All right, let's see if we can get all these calls in. Rhonda and Grand Prairie next up. Hi, Rhonda.
What can I plant right now?
In the vegetable garden or landscaping? Landscaping, you can plant anything you want to, pretty much. Perennials, all the perennials can go in. Most of the herbs, culinary and medicinal herbs, can go in. You can see my book, Texas Herbs, and get more detailed information about that. The organic vegetable gardening book covers vegetables and fruit trees, but all the fruit trees can be planted. All the landscaping can be planted. A lot of the cool season vegetables can be planted. You can plant things like radishes and carrots right now from seed. You can plant spinach. You can plant all kinds of greens. Lots of stuff, Rhonda.
Have you tried sautéing radishes in butter?
I have.
It is so good.
Anything sautéed in butter I like.
But radishes are exceptional.
That's great. I'll try that right away. I don't remember doing it without having a lot of other stuff in it, so I'll give that a try.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Rhonda. That's a good tip. I appreciate it. Let's see what who's next here. Sue and Granberry is next up. Hi, Sue.
Hello there. I talked to you months and months ago about this question, and you were going to check it out in a bit. But then I was gone for a couple of weeks, and so I don't know whether you told it or not. My question is there a way to detox clothing, maybe similar to how you detox land or some of the soil, after it's cotton, it's made with cotton, probably grown in China, and probably has horrible, horrible things.
Right. I think I probably hinted at it when before. I did look into it, and about the only thing you can do is kind of an off version of what we recommend for the soil. A little orange oil, which I recommend putting in your washing cycle anyway, and a little hydrogen peroxide. That combination, I don't think you can beat. Use it with your regular cleaning products, whatever you use, and I think the detox would be pretty powerful from that very simple approach.
Okay. Do you, as you said, you recommend it anyway, but if you don't always have time, just you think doing it once or twice would kind of help a good bit?
I think it'd probably eliminate the problem, just doing it once or twice. But if you do it every time, it's going to help decontaminate anything that's there. Let me put you on hold. If you had something else, I've got to run for a minute. I'll be back right after this.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're going to try to get everybody in here. Roger in North Richland Hills, first up. Hey, Roger.
Yes, I'll make it quick. Your radio commercial just answered my question about Dr. O'Hara's probiotic.
Okay, good.
I wanted to know if it had a prebiotic as well as a postbiotic, and commercial answered that question. But here's the other part. My wife has a very depressed immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to get her to start taking the Reg Active.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And I think they have one that's specifically designed for immune boosting.
That's right. It's a yellow box.
The yellow box.
Uh-huh.
Howard, that's all I needed, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. I appreciate the call. Yeah, Reg Active I take, and it's the glutathione product. There's one for heart, one for liver, and one for the one he's talking about for vitality and all that. And then the O'Hara's probiotics, best probiotic on the market. It's just incredible how good it is. If you're not taking it, you need to look into that. Nancy in Dallas next up. Hey, Nancy.
Yeah, hi. Good morning.
Yeah, what's up?
I think, like the gentleman before, maybe your ad answered parts of this question. We have a wonderful viridis Japanese maple.
Okay.
We planted it in April. It was doing great. And then this, let's say the last month or so, started having yellow leaves. I mean, they didn't go gradually. They just started to be yellow. So do you think you have any specifics about that? And well, if Garrett Juice Monthly helps, we can do that. But any other thoughts?
Well, I think the Garrett Juice will help. The first thing you need to do is look at it just like any tree that's in stress. Look at it from the standpoint of, is the base, is the flare dramatically exposed? Japanese maples, even little trees, little, you know, ornamental trees in pots, have flares that need to be dramatically exposed, not just a little bit, but very dramatically exposed. And that'll solve a lot of problems. Overwatering could be leading to it. But I'll tell you one thing else. My Japanese maples look terrible this year. And a lot of people's do in general. Some of them look better than others. But what has happened is, instead of going into the pretty fall color, they kind of burned a little bit from the getting real hot and then getting cold. You know what I mean? The roller coaster weather. And they just got, they cosmetically got bad looking. And so that may be part of it too. Do the sick tree treatment by all means, no matter what. And everybody ought to do that on all their trees. Get the stuff off the base of the trees. But part of it, or a big part of it, could be just this weather this year.
So it is not normal that they would go from green to yellow, right?
No, but I've seen it happen a lot. My oldest Japanese maple, I've had about 40 years in a pot, it went straight to brown this year. I've never seen it happen before. Okay, so it could be a problem, but it probably is not. But do the sick tree treatment anyway. It's not going to hurt anything. It just does good things.
Will do. Thanks so much for your help.
Thanks, Nancy. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Let's see what Bob's up to. Lake Fork. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning and happy Thanksgiving, Howard.
Same to you, Bob.
Hey, listen, first year I've grown sweet potatoes, and when I was about to pull them up, you know, I read where you should wait till the leaves start to die off, and they really didn't die off. So, you know, I saw all my neighbors who grow sweet potatoes, all the farmers had already dug theirs up. So I dug mine up, and I found that I had a lot of different sizes. But I was wondering when I should pull those up. Should I pull them up a couple of weeks earlier?
Yeah, you pull them up whenever you want to, Bob. Sweet potatoes don't ripen. They just get bigger.
Yeah, I had a couple as big as a
right,
softball.
So you can pull them up and eat them when they're small. You can leave them in the ground all the way till freeze. Then they might be gigantic. They might be bigger and tougher than you wanted at that point. But the point is, you just kind of dig down and see what size they are, and you dig them when you want to have them, the size that would be appealing to you. That's it.
Okay. And one other thing, I had a few that had some bug damage. I haven't don't use any chemicals on my garden. Is that if I replant next year, should I move the sweet potatoes to a different area? I know the farmers.
You don't need to do that. What you need to do is put these holes that are eating in the tubers in the potatoes.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what's called wire worm, W-I-R-E, wire worm. That's the larva. It's a hard yellow or orange larva in the ground, and it's the larva of the click beetle, the one that you hold in your hand and it'll click and fly out of your hand. And you control it with beneficial nematodes put in the soil when you plant.
And I'll do that then.
Take care of the problem.
Excellent. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Jerry, you got something real quick for me?
Yeah, Howard, just real quick. I've got the best crop of weeds in my coastal field this year. I've never fertilized. I've been on this property. I'm out west of Weatherford about 22 years. And
Jerry, get some tree trimmings from a tree care company's truck. Get them for free probably. Put them out. That's the best thing you can do. And then do the basic organic program that's on my site. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll talk briefly after this. Thanks, everybody. Great show. Had fun on this Thanksgiving weekend. Hope you got something out of it. I did a lot, and I'll see you next time.